As reported on the media, on the 1st of September, we have seen a wave of closure from Cathay Cineplex to the Projector. Okay, some say they didn't transform fast enough due to the rise of Netflix to other online video content. But hold on, what about F&B then? The private group most recently closed all its restaurants. This means its supplier will be very, very worried. As reported in the Straits Times, there has been a rise of food and beverage businesses shuttering down in Singapore in the past few years. As the number of closures hit a 20-year high in 2024, there were 3,047 F&B businesses closures just last year itself. The reason for this closure are soaring operation costs, driven by high rental rates and steep labor costs. This is further compounded by fierce competition, not just from other brick-and-mortar stores, but also competition from foreign entities. But hold on, let's don't blame them. If consumers are patronizing them, this means there's a market for it. Furthermore, changing consumer habits and the earlier of cheaper retail and dining options across the causeway have squeezed profit margin to a bare minimum. In short, how irony, in Singapore, we close shop. In JB, there's a further expansion in cafe outlets. But for many SMEs, which form the backbone of this sector, are very worried. They start to question themselves, is there still a place for small and medium businesses to thrive? If this trend continues, the very diversity and vibrancy that makes Singapore an attractive global hub, its unique culinary landscape and bustling retail scene are at risk. A city that lost its local flavor and just become a homogeneous space of international change? This will mean Singapore will become yet another boring place to live, work and play. However, the most immediate impact will be on the retail sector. If vacancy rate increase, rental will decline. If rental decline, asset prices will obviously be hit.